Picture this, a place with forests and mountains, breathtaking tablelands, expansive plains and prairies, caves and grasslands, and waterways as diverse as free-flowing rivers and primeval cypress swamps. Who wouldn't want to visit such a place, especially after learning that all these dazzling sites are located within a few hours' drive of each other? Would you be surprised to learn this place is none other than our own home sweet home? We Oklahomans are so used to hearing and reading negative things about our state that the fact it is one of the most ecologically diverse and interesting places in North America seems a mite hard to believe. Well, believe it. Oklahoma is one of only four states that has more than 10 ecoregions. We have 11, and has by far the most diverse terrain per mile in the entire country, according to the state's tourism website, TravelOK.com. So why bother to go to a state that has snow-capped mountains or miles and miles of ocean beaches? Okay, I know why. But unbeknownst to many state residents, there's an awful lot to enjoy right here in the Sooner State. The Panhandle is home to the Western High Plains ecoregion, whose elevation offers panoramic vistas, abundant wildlife, and plenty of wide open spaces. Nearby are the Southwestern Tablelands, which feature sand dunes and mesas, unusual rock formations, and even more spectacular views. The Central Great Plains, the state's largest ecoregion, covers most of the western half of the state. Here, visitors will encounter a surprisingly diverse area, including more desert-like terrain and even mountains. The Tallgrass Prairie, one of the state's best-known ecoregions, is one of the few spots in the country where visitors can still experience the quiet splendor of a genuine, untouched prairie. The Cross Timbers, a swath of woodland stretching from border to border through the middle of the state, serves as a transitional region between the prairie to the west and the low, forested mountains in the east. Further to the east is the Caves and Prairies ecoregion, which features a lush landscape of grasslands and forests. The Ozark Highlands in eastern Oklahoma are one of the state's most popular destinations, in part because of the beautiful scenery and ample water features the highlands provide. And the Ozark Forest, also known as the Boston Mountains, offers not only mountains but dense forests as well as more water features. In the Arkansas River Valley lies the state's hardwood forest, which offers even more majestic vistas of forested valleys and ridges and, of course, lots more trees. In the southeast, visitors are treated to the Ouachita Mountains, where free-flowing rivers race through pine-covered mountains, offering some of the best scenery in the state. Rounding out our list of ecoregions is the South Central Plains in southeastern Oklahoma, whose cypress swamps and forests might even provide a visitor with a glimpse of a resident alligator. I never aspired to be a travel writer, but I do get rhapsodic when I think of all the glorious and memorable moments I've spent traversing this unsung state of ours. Come to think of it, a few songs do celebrate what's uniquely Oklahoma. Please pardon the corny observation. The land we belong to really is grand.